So let's say 60% of the, or 70% of the population takes the mandatory vaccines, right? The ones who don't will not be able to go shopping for food or do anything. They'll ask you for your vaccine certificate before you can go into food basics. So that's how.
Talk about COVID-19 vaccines. They've been touted by many leaders in the media as the only solution for this new normal. Now, there have been attempts of coronavirus vaccines in the past, but none were successful. And interestingly, both SARS and MERS, also coronaviruses, disappeared on their own. So with so much fear over COVID-19 and vaccines being fast-tracked to accelerate their development by skipping usual ethical and safety protocols, there's also been calls for mandatory vaccination. So my question for you, Rocco, is what's the reality of mandating vaccination in Canada? And if it were to happen, would that open up the door to making all existing and future vaccines mandatory in Canada?
Of course. That's what their aim is, of course. Now, you know, whether the courts will allow that or not is a different matter, but they don't have to strap you down and vaccinate you. What the mandatory masking rules are about is a precursor and a preview to the mandatory vaccines. So let's say 60% of the, or 70% of the population takes the mandatory vaccines, right? The ones who don't will not be able to go shopping for food or do anything. They'll ask you for your vaccine certificate before you can go into food basics. So that's how they're going to try to coerce people. As the law stands now, they cannot inflict mandatory medical treatment without informed consent. It's against the Section 7 of the Charter and the common law, okay? They cannot force you to take treatment you don't want to take. And that's a treatment. Okay, so.
Right. Now, to tie in what you mentioned earlier, we've heard a lot about doctors and scientists, including Nobel Prize winners, being censored on social media sites like YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and some even having their accounts removed for sharing their expertise and evidence on COVID-19. So how has the Canadian media done, and have they brought us balanced, objective reporting?
Listen, CBC used to get $2 billion a year, now gets $1.1 billion from the government, okay? As our national broadcaster, right? The other four major media conglomerates, or five, Trudeau was very smart when he came into office. He gave them all close to $500 million a year through grants and all of that. He's bought the media. The mainstream media has been as bad as YouTube, and I mean YouTube and Facebook are mainstream media now. The social media, the nature of social media is they've become mainstream media as well. But you know, they're all just as bad. That's why we sued CBC in this lawsuit that we launched, because CBC, unlike the other so-called private media conglomerates, is a publicly funded national broadcaster with a statutory mandate from Parliament. And we say they have a duty and obligation to Canadian citizens that the other private media don't. You have no duty to your audience except not to defame somebody. Well, I say that CBC has a duty in negligent investigation and a fiduciary duty to be fair, impartial, and objective. And they have been, we say in our statement of claim, and I'm quoting, that CBC has been to Justin Trudeau over the COVID measures what Pravda was to the Soviet Union during the Cold War. And I'll be aiming to prove that in a court of law.
Now, before I get into the lawsuit, I want to ask you quickly on Bill 195. It was, of course, recently passed by the Ontario government. Can you shed some light on any concerns that Ontarians might have about it?
Well, this is rule by the king. It's unconstitutional. He's taken everything. They've taken everything out of Parliament and delegated it to the executive. Even Parliament cannot dispense with Parliament. That's what the constitutional doctrine of violating the duty to govern means. Parliament cannot do away with the very thing that gives them authority to act. It's unconstitutional, you know? Because if they can do that, they could just delegate running the government to FedEx. They can't do that. They can delegate certain functions under a statute, but they can't dispense with Parliament and say, now the Premier and his ministers can do everything the Parliament did. You can't do that.
Was such an important and huge lawsuit, Rocco. Why do you feel that there was no media coverage on this challenge at all?
I know this for a fact from journalists. I know this for a fact. I'm not going to reveal their names because they told me under the assumption of confidentiality. They were ordered by their superiors not to cover it. Simple. They were ordered not to cover it. Because usually when I call a press conference on my cases, it's wall to wall. There's no room in my office. This media blackout has only ever happened twice in my career in 31 years. When I sued the Bank of Canada and the Minister of Finance, where the government of the day ordered a blackout, literally. And this, on this case. You know, if you Google my name on all my cases, you'll see all the press conferences and the reporters there. So that's why they were ordered.
Now, in consideration of all the information that you've shared with us today, Rocco, there's obviously a strong case that the cure is worse than the disease.
The statistics. In fact, more people have died as a result of the COVID measures than the COVID itself. That's a fact. And the worst fact of them all is that the UN World Food Bank announced 6 weeks ago that as a result of the COVID measures and distribution and interruption of food supplies, that as many as 130 million extra people will be on the brink of starvation by the end of December of this year. And in fact, a week ago published the fact that over 10,000 extra children are starving to death every month because of COVID measures. Okay? In England, The Guardian wrote a piece where they studied April 2019 versus April 2020 deaths of Alzheimer's patients, the first month of the lockdown. And in 2020, over 10,000 extra Alzheimer's patients died because of isolation and loss of support system and loss of medical treatment. You're not getting numbers like that of people dying supposedly from COVID. The measures are a crime against humanity. And I don't say that lightly. Because the governments and the health officials know this is happening, right? The fear was that this thing could have killed as many as 3.5 million people worldwide. Well, why are you killing 130 million extra people starving? Because they're not white Europeans or North Americans. You don't care, right? And that's why it's a crime against humanity.
Now, Rocco, what advice do you have for Canadians in terms of any actions that they can take to ensure that our governments are being transparent and responding with measures that do respect our constitutional rights, freedoms, and privacy, and the epidemiological data and scientific evidence?
Every individual has to take if they're concerned, has to take whatever measure they're comfortable with, which include anything from writing letters to screaming at their MPs to, in fact, not masking. That's the most visible, you know, sign of saying I'm not okay with this. However, there is a human problem. There's two human problems. Humans are messy. Humans are probably the most genetically deficient mammal on the face of the earth. Our wiring is completely screwed up. The first one is we are an alpha species. We gravitate to an alpha structure. It's like the queen bee and the workers. We according to our makeup as individuals, slot ourselves in either at the bottom of the pyramid or try to climb to the top of the pyramid, okay? And we're okay with others telling us what to do if we're not striving for the top. That's the first problem. The second problem is a problem that was eloquently identified by Mark Twain, incidentally one of my favorite writers. Mark Twain said, and it's an amazing insight, brilliant insight. He said that it is easier to fool somebody than convince that same person that they've been fooled. And that's another flaw in human beings. We're egocentric narcissists, right? So once you've been fooled by the COVID measures, even if deep down you feel, hey, this isn't right, it's hard for you to publicly say, you know, I was fooled. And that's another problem. And that's another dynamic problem, right? Some people can, but human beings are not made that way, right?
Well, Rocco, I have to thank you so much. And thank you again for sharing your knowledge with us here on Bright Light News. We definitely wish you the best of luck with your constitutional challenge and everything else going forward. Did you have any final remarks or comments that you'd want to share with us?
Sure. I want to apologize to you because if I knew it was this lengthy interview, normally with lengthy interviews, I always warn the interviewer by quoting Bob Dylan as follows from this 1965 Bringing It All Back Home album. Don't ask me nothing about nothing. I just might tell you the truth.
Oh, I appreciate it all. We all appreciate it all here as well. Okay. So I thank you so much again for that, Rocco.
Thank you.